Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Jess Hilarious from Carefully Reckless. I'm excited to announce that I will be hitting the stage for the annual Black Effect Podcast Festival. Join me for a live Carefully Reckless podcast, along with some other dope shows from the podcast industry, taking place in Atlanta, Saturday, April 27th. I'll be hitting the stage live with Horrible Decisions, Black Tech Green Money, and many more. Make sure you grab your tickets at blackeffect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Look, I got my twin in here today, y'all. Prince, say what up, boo.
What up?
Yeah, that's my twin. Y'all seeing with me all the time. All right, so look, ain't no story time today, and it haven't been story time lately, so I don't want to hear nothing. All right, so we're going to be talking about friends, different types of friends, and then friends going on trips and traveling and shit. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, cool. We had some interesting trips, didn't we?
Man, what?
Okay.
Sheesh.
Look, so the first trip that we went on was Malibu. And we went to Malibu with Joey. And Joey is my best friend in LA. It was me, Joey, Prince, Sheena, Lawrence, like all of Joey's sisters.
Absolutely.
And we had a particular friend that we bought.
Oh, man.
Yo, yes, yo. We really bought that bitch. You ever bring a bitch on a trip?
And she caused all the issues on
all
the trip.
All the fucking issues. And don't nobody even know this bitch. Like, nobody even know her, yo. And it's like, you off the rip coming crazy at these people. Like, oh my gosh. It embarrassed the fuck out of me. I had to play referee the whole fucking
time.
Well,
that was your friend from the jump.
So. Bitch, she was just as much as your friend as she was mine and shit. Oh my God. I mean, it's safe to say we ain't friends with this bitch now, but nigga.
Thank God.
Oh my God. So first thing, it was one nigga on the trip. It was the nigga Lawrence. And hold that's, up, you know, that's up, Joey brother. That's up. My homeboy, you know. That's big L, you know what I mean?
Oh. It's two niggas on the trip because I stand up and pee.
Oh, bitch, my bad. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, bro. He like, bitch, is it because I'm gay? Oh. No, don't do that.
Hey, yo, you said no, it was one nigga on the trip. Hold up, bitch.
I was loud and shit, too, like.
And pee, nigga.
My bad. I'm so sorry, bro. Okay, my bad, y'all. All right, so it was two niggas. It was two guys on a trip, y'all, with a bunch of women. It was like, I guess it was like, what, 7, 8 girls and shit? All right,
definitely,
cool.
Definitely.
So imagine the ratio from man to woman. It's crazy.
There's a lot of fishy shit going on.
Damn.
That's just what it was. Not in the smelly way.
Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Hold up. I'm not fucking playing with you. Not it's a lot of.
It was a lot. It was giving very much tuna fish slide.
Who the fuck smelled like some fucking tuna fish, bitch? Because I don't ever stink.
Nobody. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of pussy in there. That's all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Don't ever say tuna.
I said fishy,
like,
no smell, though.
It was real fishy in that bitch. It was real smelly. Psych, no. Yeah, it was. Bitch, which one?
No,
my plan.
I said it wasn't smelly. It was just a lot of pussy in there. That's all
right, cool. All right. Now, it was a lot of attitudes, and it was like hosting a fucking Bad Girls Club reunion. Wasn't it, y'all? I swear to God. Oh my God, it was crazy.
Everybody had an attitude with everybody in the house. Me and you walking around confused and high.
Trying to have fun. We shrooming and fucking smoking and popping pills and snorting coke.
We was not popping no pills. Snorting no fucking coke.
And drinking Jaeger and fucking giving up.
Doing Jaeger? Why?
Drinking the Jaeger. So we was having fun.
And it's a fucking war going on in the house. And it's we don't even know it.
Yeah, we ain't even know half the time what was going on. And then all we knew is one would come up and say, I'm ready to fucking go. Cause like, this not what the fuck I'm ready to do. I'm ready to smack her and her sisters. And I'm like, bitch, it's only one of you. Your sister ain't here. Bitch, that's her and her sisters. All right. Now you run around starting this shit. I'm going to let her beat you up.
That's just what the fuck
I'm going to let. I can't. Keep playing this game.
Oh, man.
You walk in, act like the nigga likes you and shit. This man don't even know you. This man is, he is just like mesmerized. Bitch, did he tell you that?
Bitch, did he tell you?
He was never even looking at us.
Did he tell you that?
Shit. I'm like, and I think the little sister made because he like me. Bitch, what are you talking about?
I said, who the fuck are you?
Yes.
Sit down.
Girl.
Sit down.
Shit. Sit down. And then...
the fucking outfits.
Oh my God. Jesus. Yo. Everything was so dramatic.
Everything
was so dramatic. Like, and it wasn't her birthday. It was, mind you, it was Joey's birthday, right? It was my friend's birthday. Yo, this bitch literally came like she was going to a wedding every day. Like, it was like a beach safari wedding. Like, she looked like a big ass angel on the beach.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad shit. It just wasn't appropriate for what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Everything was given photo shoot, though.
It was.
You know what I mean?
It was.
And then she was hot a couple times, too. She was hot as shit. She was like, it is hot as shit out here. I'm like, bitch, that's because you walk around like Sanaa Lathan every fucking day. All day.
Like the fucking bride of Chucky.
Beating your face.
Hey, yo, not the bride of Chucky.
Yeah, because she had the little veil shit on the back. Sorry, I don't remember that.
Yo, said, hold up, yo, not the veil. Where you going?
Yo, and this is the last thing, because we can talk about this shit all day. Remember, she was on the fucking couch, right? And she was talking. She was talking on the phone to my boyfriend and shit. And we was all down. It was Ray Lee. We was ready to go do something. And he must have asked her what she was doing. She was like, I don't know, but I'm ready to come home.
Yeah.
Everybody turned around. Joey turned around. I was like, yeah, let's go get something to eat, y'all. Let's go, because, like, niggas is hungry. I was just trying to break the monotony. Like, oh, please. Oh, my Lord.
Damn, that was a shady-ass trip.
It was a shady-ass trip,
I just wish I wasn't so high, because I probably would have enjoyed it a little bit more if I was paying attention.
Yeah.
It was hella shit going on, bro.
It was
bro,
hella
but we wasn't
shit
paying
going on.
No attention.
I know. Oh, my goodness. And when the fuck I went to Belize.
Hold up, yo. Hold up. That trip don't even fucking count, bro.
That was for my birthday.
Well, we share a birthday, so it don't count. Next subject.
Oh, my God. Okay, so he didn't go.
Yeah, she left me, y'all.
And I did go to Belize.
Then she got there and didn't talk to me.
I couldn't fucking talk to you. You wanted my bill to be $1 million? Fuck. Show the fuck how rich I am, bitch. I'm not paying him $1 million.
Bill to be $1 million? All right, you right.
Fuck,
but Belize ain't
shit.
Count. Please ain't count.
No, seriously.
You ain't even have a good time. You was 2 days late.
I did have a good time when I got there.
I was two days late.
I was 2 days late because I got stuck in Miami, y'all. Okay,
she was getting her hair done, y'all.
Hold that. First of all.
She was getting her hair done in a hotel, y'all. She was getting her hair done, bro.
I was getting my hair done in a hotel. I definitely was. Mm-hmm. But that's because I didn't like the girl who did it before. I mean, I didn't like it how she did it before. And it was fucked up. And I was not celebrating my 29th birthday like that.
Not still talking about Belize, though.
Hey, yo. Look, bitch. This is my motherfucking podcast.
Said, so how was your day? Because you fucking talking about Belize.
All right, then where we go? Where else we go then, bitch?
We went to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Yeah, we did. That was fun.
No, the fuck it wasn't. The best part was the plane ride.
Oh, shit.
That was
what happened in Puerto Rico? Wait, but what is that?
Nothing. Exactly nothing.
We didn't do nothing?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
We dressed up to go to a fucking Chinese restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Because everything was closed.
Oh, and that's when I did too many of them fucking shrooms, and I felt like the floor was swallowing me. I was like, what the fuck? And then I started eating some broccoli, and it wasn't broccoli to me. And I was like, yo, I'm going to tell y'all something later, but I don't want to.
And he was like, we leave out of here. I'm going to tell y'all something. And I'm not going to tell y'all now because I don't want to scare the shit out of y'all.
Yo.
But I'm going to tell y'all something. Then we got to the restaurant. We was like, what you had to tell us? You was like, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Bitch, what?
But then I was like, yo, the broccoli isn't real. Yo, and then Vincent was like, okay, I could see that. Vincent, shut up. But no, seriously, I took way too many shrooms. So we really didn't do anything.
We didn't. Shit was phony. Mad phony, son.
Like, so back to Belize. Yeah, so when I first arrived.
What the fuck did you do in Belize? Like, tell me what you did.
I ziplined. I parasailed. I swam with the sharks. I didn't. I know. I know.
Bitch,
I know.
You did not swim with no fucking sharks.
I know. I'm sorry. No, that's the only thing I didn't do. I didn't feel safe. And they did that when I was stuck in Miami. Because remember, I came like 2 days late, like a day and a half late.
Right.
Yo, Miami.
Miami. Now, when we went to Miami,
you was about to fight Floyd Mayweather's people and shit. That big ass nigga.
I was getting my ass whipped by them niggas, but I was going to fight them. Yeah,
you definitely get your ass whipped.
Hold up, and, not you.
Those niggas was big as fuck.
They was big as a bitch, but I ain't no whore though. So
oh no, we know you're not that.
We was gonna dance a little bit.
Fuck, please.
He
should have
had his fucking mask on. It's just what it is. But that was a good trip though. That was a family trip. So you know, me, you, Ash, Mom, Desi.
What else did we do there? Did we do any excursions? No. Actually, this is kind of boring. These trips, we gotta go on a good one.
We're good people, because...
I know. Oof. But people got to understand, you got different friends for different shit. So when you go on these trips, it's always that same group of different bitches, like, all the time. Like, you got the bossy bitch. Like, yep. That would be London. That would be our London. Like, come on, y'all. We getting London up at 7 o'clock. I'm the mall, y'all, so we can go to the aquarium. They got a new fish tank in there. Like, bitch, I don't want to see this. Then we got massages at 12. We, like, damn,
she
bitch.
She definitely going to have our itinerary for you.
How is it a vacation if we got itineraries? It's for, like, like work. Like a fucking school trip, not a fucking vacation trip. We grown.
Then you got the real rich bitch, which is you.
Okay, bitch.
That's going to come... And that's just going to serve every time, like, I'm here, bitch. They going to know we here. I don't give a fuck. I got money. Fuck these hoes. It is what it is. You feel right? me? That's you.
Yep.
Then you got the one friend who's a fake rich bitch. Really broke.
Then you got the fake rich bitch. Hey, yo.
That's broke, but trying to keep up with the real rich bitch. Uh-huh. Just out this bitch winging it. Ain't he don't even have a plane ticket back home, but just out this bitch.
Bitch. Oh my goodness, out here.
Oh, just
yo,
out here.
You hitting hard, okay? Out
here, sitting on the sofa talking about, they ain't got no more rooms in this hotel. Bitch, yes, they do. Yes, they do. I must have reached my max with my car today. Bitch, you don't have no money.
Oh my God.
You don't have no money. Mm-mm-mm. Then you got the clueless friend that's just always in their phone. Don't know what the fuck going on. That's definitely Desi.
Yes. Hey, yo.
Definitely
the Desi one. Yes. Yo,
he just. Mm-hmm.
You got the bitch that's on the phone with a nigga the whole time. Oh my God. On the phone with her nigga. Somehow, babe, I wish she was here. All that. Like, it's that.
But texting a whole nother nigga the whole time.
Texting a whole nother nigga the whole time. You got the friend that you never see.
He said, meet people on the beach in tents and disappear for hours and come back to him. Hey, y'all.
Hey, yo, what's that?
That's a true experience.
That is crazy. No, that's real shit. That's funny. Now we got a commercial, and if you click off of this podcast, I swear I'm gonna beat your ass. Listen.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about going on vacations with Bae? How many vacations you been on?
Zero.
Zero?
Never been on none.
Really?
Never been on none. How many have you been on?
Two. Oh, no. I've been on three.
Well, tell me about them. Tell me about it. I want to know what happened. Matter of fact, I don't really give a fuck about the trips because I know how they go in. Y'all ate, slept, fucked, got up, and did it all over again.
Oh, my goodness. So okay. Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and Miami.
Okay.
That's where I went. Those three. Right.
Oh, yeah. Miami ain't really a Bay trip because Miami is like down the street.
Yeah, but like, honestly, I wasn't down the strip. So, bitch, yeah.
I said down the street.
I know, but I wasn't down the strip. Only down the street is down the strip. Yeah, it's some nice bitch, places of Miami. Like, it's not only the beach.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's real nice places.
You talking shit because you was in the Jeep with the doors off. Okay. Okay. So how do you get to that, though? Like, how do you get to that Bay trip stage? Like, how would you guys start with dating a person first to realize that you could deal with them here?
Yeah, no. You're definitely right. You're right about that. But some guys, it depends on your bracket, like of money and your mental, like, which if you really, really trying to impress a bitch and y'all not in the same city, you gonna fly out, y'all can go somewhere.
Okay.
Like for a first time. I've done that. I've been on a trip for a first date. And listen.
Okay. That's different. And it's dangerous.
Yes, it's very different. And it's, I mean, I knew the person. I just never dated the person.
Okay, y'all just jumped straight
to you. Yeah, so it was just like, oh, okay, I got money, you got money, whatever. You want to, when are you free? Oh, I'm free here. I would like to see you. Let's go here. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice. We can go there.
Makes sense.
And short-lived. Came back the next day. Didn't even get the fuck. It was like, well.
So that's a deal. So what did he do that was a deal breaker? Like, that's something that you probably would have realized dating first, like that would have been a deal break and y'all wouldn't even have got to that point. But because you jumped straight into it, like what was your deal breaker to be like, bitch, I'm going home tomorrow?
He couldn't close his mouth. His mouth was very big. He could not close his mouth. Like his teeth was huge. Bottom lip droopy. It was like, ew, how do you like hold it up for the pictures like that? And even in some of your videos, like how do you look like... Oh, damn. My God. It made me very angry. I was like, ugh, I cannot stare at this all weekend. And I'm not, and I won't. Okay. And you will not kiss me. Ugh.
Like extra spit for
right,
nothing.
Right, like, ew. Like, I just, and I'm just, I'm not, like, I can't do messy with your mouth. I can't.
I don't know. My deal breakers for people.
Yeah.
People that talk too much.
People that talk too much, yeah.
I got a short attention span. Like, you're going to lose me after, like, the first six right. bars.
If I really, really, really fucking like you, I talk too much. I know I do.
Okay.
He tells me that all the time.
I like how you threw that in there. That's nice. Okay, okay. Yeah, I went over y'all heads. Okay, okay. Yeah, somebody that talk too much or somebody that just, I don't know, like, it'd be random shit that I might thought that was, like, cute.
Mm.
And then... to see it repeatedly, it'd be like,
oh my god, like, why did I even fucking like yes. that about you in the first place? Oh my gosh, like, ew, I used to like those shoes. All right, stop wearing them.
Yes.
It's like all types of shit. Oh my god, you only got like, one belt.
Right. Like, I like how you talk with your hands when I first meet you. Now every time you talk, I feel like you want to fight. So
oh my god, I mean? like every like little thing.
Talking so aggressive.
Yeah, I was talking to this guy one time and I liked the way he laughed. Until like, yo, remember Desi do that shit.
Hey, yo, hold up, yo.
Yo, Desi do that funny. Shit. Yo, just like his ass. Yo, no, for real.
That shit would piss me off too, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
No, like, seriously.
I was like, why are you laughing like that?
Yeah,
grown ass fucking man.
Like, you like, sound crazy, yo. Shut the fuck up. Then it'd be like, yo. Like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, how the fuck did I ever think this was cute? Bitch, goodbye. I don't even fuck with you.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. My biggest deal breaker in the dating stage with people is like, you know how you meet somebody up front? You talked about this before, but it's actually true. Like, you meet somebody at first and everything is A1. Like, everything is on point.
Mm-hmm.
But as time go on, it's like they start to decrease as a person.
You see?
Like, literally yes, decrease as a person. And you be like, you was getting your nails done every week. Keep your hair, you know what I mean? Your hair yeah. done, haircut, whatever. Now, it's like, you like, fuck it. I'm in the house. So fuck it. It's like, bitch, no.
For me, deal breaker, baby moms. Like, I'm telling you, and I'm not saying I don't expect for them to have kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have kids and none of that shit. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, when you are still, like, involved with the baby mom, like, it got to be boundaries. It got to be a level of respect that y'all already have prior to me coming along.
Absolutely.
Because
I agree with
that. I can't grow with that. Like, I can't deal with that shit. I've had experience with that.
Because of who you are, any nigga with a baby mother, they going to have a problem because in their eyes, this nigga left me and I might have been the best thing since sliced bread for this nigga. Now this nigga went and got the whole fucking loaf of bread. That's always going to be the issue with that baby mother. Unless that nigga really, you know, unless they really on some you and your baby father shit, like homeboy, homegirl type shit. Like, you know, that's little bro type shit. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like that, then it's cool. But typical baby mother relationship with somebody, that's always going to be your issue.
Right.
Because you know what I mean? That's just what it is.
But what is your idea of a first date, though?
Like, an actual first date, not just no, oh, I'm hungry, you hungry, let's just link up and go get something. But I actually
no, hell no. Type. Yeah. No.
So first we would start with, it's like, no, hey, yo. Not the sex with it.
So first we would start with. Okay, no.
It's like, no, you know, I enjoy wining and dining. So, you know, I'm big on the little things like, you know, a nice 5-star restaurant. You know, I would have a driver come pick you up, get in the car, you know, maybe some roses in the car waiting for you, you know, card, you know, something a little cute like that, you know, take you to the restaurant, have you pull up to the restaurant, you know, and I'm there waiting on you, know, the whole experience, you know, maybe red carpet coming in the restaurant, some flowers.
That is,
you
know, so me.
I do something different, like I'm an experience.
Yeah.
Oh. And that sounds really arrogant and cocky, but I don't give a fuck.
That's good.
I'm an experience.
That's good, because that's how I feel too.
And this experience only lasts for 2 weeks, so you got to enjoy it.
Oh my God, I know, right?
Yes. Like, I'm just
like, tomorrow
real.
Is like
carefully reckless, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, the experience is 2 weeks, so enjoy it. I'm going to give you all I got.
Yo.
And if you last past the 2 weeks, then you something special, you know? But, you know, just to wind it down, the whole experience, you know, I'm a vibe, I'm an experience, so I'm going to give you what I expect back. And that, you know, that's really how the 2 weeks don't go by, because don't really last. Because I give back what I receive. And that's an issue for me.
Because we are givers, like, as Aquarius, it's natural. Mm-hmm. We give, and then we give a lot of ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not reciprocated all the time. Or when it's not reciprocated and it's really a motherfucker that you feeling, that shit is like, oh, nah, fuck you.
I'm going to sound like a bitch, but that shit be hurting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you be like, what the fuck? Like,
I know.
just spend $2,500 on the fucking dinner. You couldn't even fucking pay a $250 tab somewhere. You know like, what the saying? Fuck? Like, you know, just like simple shit. But fuck these niggas, man. It's just what it is. What was your best first date?
The best first date that I've had was like recently. Okay. And it's really nice. Like really nice when somebody can like take you not too far away, but just like
out of your element.
Out of your element, you know, okay. And just, you know, let you have fun in their world. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And their world ain't bad. It's like, it's nice. It's like, you know, compatible to yours. And they're in like, kind of like.
That's a rare find. You might got to hold on to this one.
I know.
That's a rare find.
And it's been more than 2 weeks.
I know.
We'll see. Thanks for stopping by.
Bitch, if you ever thank me for stopping by. Like, I was just walking down the fucking street and happened to see my fucking twin in the building and say, oh, shit, let me come in here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, you doing a podcast? Let me hop on, too. Like, bitch, what?
All right, no. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for coming over.
I'm already leaving anyway. I only came here because you said you had drugs. So, where the fuck?
Oh, my God. First of all, no, I didn't, bitch. Yep, we got the perks, the heroin, the crack in the back.
I just want some weed. I don't all that other stuff. I don't want it.
The Jaeger. Shrooms. Got a couple of Xanax bars from Uncle
Shrooms.
G. Shrooms. Yeah. And just like that, we are at the end of another Carefully Reckless episode. Y'all make sure y'all listen next Wednesday, every Wednesday, here, I Heart Black Effect. Say bye, Prince.
Bye, Prince.
Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's your girl, Jess Hilarious from Carefully Reckless. I'm excited to announce that I will be hitting the stage for the annual Black Effect Podcast Festival. Join me for a live Carefully Reckless podcast, along with some other dope shows from the podcast industry, taking place in Atlanta, Saturday, April 27th. I'll be hitting the stage live with Horrible Decisions, Black Tech Green Money, and many more. Make sure you grab your tickets at BlackEffect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.